Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Well, tell us everything.
Well.
What do you mean, well?
You got to start somewhere, Vin.
Let's begin with Thursday night.
Well. Well. I don't even know really where to start. Honestly, Friday and Saturday are kind of like lost days. Like, you know how sometimes when you get really sick, you're not really capable of making decisions in a moment and you're just not there.
Right.
You know? Like, I was so disoriented on Friday. Like, I mean, I don't even know what I wrote you guys. Like, you know, whatever. I didn't sleep at all last week. And I really did think it was allergies and whatever else.
But it's the corona. You had the corona.
Well, I don't know. I'm getting tested today, I think.
But so, if you had to guess.
I don't know.
I mean,
know,
you said
Vin.
You had shortness of breath.
I did.
You coughed, right?
Well, here's the thing, though. All last week. Every night, I was pretty much fine during the day. Like, I had a little sore throat, but I sort of chalked it up to it being, you know, that I had been up every night coughing. Like, I would be fine when I'd be up walking around. But every night, I would get in bed and lay down and fall asleep, because I'm a good little sleeper. Uh-huh. Fall asleep real good. And within a half hour, I'd be up, and all of a sudden, just this dry, hacking cough. Like,
that's the cough.
Like everything had cleared to one side or something, and then my throat just dried out. So I was already, you know, kind of going crazy. I hadn't slept well. And on Thursday night, I went to bed so early because I was so tired. And every half hour, I just wake up and be hacking my brains out. And then, you know, and I think, and then so John takes my temperature, and it's like, you know, I peaked out at like just over 100 degrees. And then I was sort of settled down to like in the 99.8 area.
Right.
So I wasn't burning up. No. Not burning up. I'm like, I think it's just this allergies. I think I'm just coughing. And, but looking back
on it. At that point still?
Yeah, because I think I wasn't really like thinking right or something. On Friday, I still remember going, I don't think it's that bad. But now I look back on Friday and Saturday, and I'm like, okay, I was like practically delirious. Like, I slept the whole day basically on Friday. I'd get up and I'd be like bumbling around the kitchen, and you know, John's like throwing me back in bed. I'm like, I'm fine.
How'd
whatever.
You sleep?
What's that?
How
I guzzled NyQuil.
Uh huh. Okay.
So at 10:30 on Friday night, on Thursday when I think is about when I texted you, right?
I didn't get your text till I woke up. So
yeah, right. Well, I knew nobody was gonna get my freaking text, so I texted Jane because I knew she'd get it. I said, you know, put music in. Michael,
Jane is a vampire, dude, for real. She does
no
not
doubt.
Sleep.
I actually think when I looked at her text, when she finally responded to the whole thing, I think at 2:30 in the morning, she's like, oh, I just saw this. I'll put, it's Jane. I'll put in some music for you. excuse me. So, you know, I figured she'll have it done. And then, and actually it looked like to me, it looked like, you know, you wound up going, oh, I'm up at 4 a.m. Why don't I go surfing? I was like, oh, good. At least Vinny got to have some fun.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to, you know.
No.
I wasn't tripping on it. It's like, I actually, it's almost interesting that here's a worldwide pandemic. We're all broadcasting from home. We've all known this possibility that one of us could get sick. Not once have we really talked about how we'd handle that. Because we're sort of
right. We're in our little
quarantine, so we just figure we're safe and we're good. But I mean, I pretty quickly went, well, yeah. I mean, it was bound to happen to one of us, right?
And you know, the weirdest thing about it was, I'm already home. How do you call in sick for that? You know what I mean?
Oh, but you know that this takes more than just walking your carcass in front of a mic and waiting for the. The 10 o'clock, you know, chime to go off.
Right. It's a hard decision to make, though, because at that point I was just like, I have to sleep. And if I guzzle this NyQuil now at 10:30 at night, I'm just going to be lost. Like, I was dosing with the NyQuil basically throughout the weekend. So this whole weekend was just, it was a wash for me. But calling in sick when you're already at home does feel like, you know, well, I'm not bleeding.
Well,
and I'm not, but I needed to sleep. I needed
none of us tripped on that. To your point, I ran out of the house after I realized what we were up to. I think we had a something to cut. Mm-hmm. And then once Bryn and I were done with that, I bolted and I'm driving down the road and I realized, we didn't say a damn thing to anybody on the air.
I know.
I saw your
thing. That's why I reposted it, because I'm like, I should really put something up. Because people, there were a lot of questions like, is everything okay? Like, what's going
on?
Well,
look,
you guys?
I mean, it goes back to, you'd like to think, since there's a worldwide pandemic, people would realize that it's possible one of us got sick. But I did realize while I was driving down the road, like, you know what? You better pull over and do something right now, because otherwise...
It was cute, too, actually. It made me so happy. I'm like, oh, you know.
Oh, good.
Vinny's surfing. That's mm-hmm. so awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just got off the side of the road right there and did it real quick. And, you know, now after I saw it, I went, you could have done a second take, dude. What's wrong with you? But whatever.
I like first takes, Vinny.
Yeah. So...
Yeah. I started looking at, like, what I had done. Like, I mean, honestly, as the world started opening back up, I did a lot last week. I mean, because of course, I'm trying to figure out where the F did I get this thing from? Like, what happened here?
Well, listen, I want to say something right now, because that is just, look, I went out. I was out and about. I had my mask on, my gloves on. My dishwashing gloves were on me. You see a guy with dishwashing gloves, that's me, everybody, because I'm the only one doing that.
Well, it's smart, you know, gloves.
Whatever. I just feel better with them. So anyway, I was out. I had to go to Target, and I had to go to the grocery store. And even though I think I already had decided that's not something I should do on the weekend, I did it. While people are forced to wear masks, most of them are not covering their nose. And plenty
what is
of
that?
People,
don't
I
bother.
Don't know. It's but they can't go in the store without it.
Right.
So they're doing it, but I think that's their sort of public display of rebellion is
right.
I'll wear it, but I won't cover it right. So whatever. But the spacing thing, people are just blasting right up against you. They're not. It's just not.
They are?
I'm reading stories right now where they're all, this isn't even the second wave. We're going to see spikes. For sure, but we're still in the first wave, everybody, and it's going to be, we're going to see a bump, because we're all coming out, and I was all, like, Friday, after I went surfing and got home and, you know, did whatever I had to do, my daughter was like, I want to go swimming, and I said, okay, we'll go down to the beach, and we'll give it a look, and we'll try again, because she's still scared to jump in. That shore break makes her just, the sound of it, and the pound of it on the shore just makes her freeze. She just looks at it and goes, I decided I'm not going to.
She's a little girl. Right?
Yeah, she is. And I'm not pushing her in because the ocean can really.
Yeah. Well, you don't want her to have a bad experience.
No,
especially
and it's,
if you
it's
pushed
really.
Her.
Right. It's really easy to get thrashed. So I just don't. But anyway, we
it's
went down there.
It's a good fear to have, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, I think so.
Absolutely. There's no question that I would not want her to be like running
Cowabunga,
out in front
dude.
Of mom and dad and not even looking back as she jumps in.
Right.
And then drifts away. It's not good. So anyway, the beaches were packed, even though they're supposed to be closed. I don't know what that's about, but they were crowded. Mm-hmm. The stores were packed. There were lines outside many stores waiting to get in to get ice cream and whatnot. So people are out. Summer's on. And I'm not surprised that you caught it last week, to your point. And I guess I'm telling everyone this so that you... it's people want it out and they're out.
Yeah, and now they're back in. I'm back in. I mean,
I don't think that they're gonna. I don't think the economy, unless it gets dramatically bad, I don't think the economy is gonna go backward. Like Mm-mm. these openings are happening.
They
that's
are,
it.
And that's
so,
right. I mean,
it's on us to wear our masks. They say
exactly.
that the masks can eliminate this thing even while we're out. If we keep them on and are diligent. So hopefully that's how people proceed from here. But I'm not surprised that you got it. I'm not surprised.
Well, and I don't even know if I have it, Vin. I mean, honestly, I haven't been tested. I didn't feel like I was on death's doorstep, you know. Yes, even
not everybody does, though.
Right. When I take a deep breath, I definitely am going to cough. But it's, you know, I'll get tested. I'm going to get tested. I want to. And John actually has his antibody test today. Because, you know, that's the thing. It's like, I actually feel like we already had it, you know?
I do. I feel like, well, when you're saying, oh, the cough, and then you said you slept, I didn't sleep for 2 days straight. And I actually, when people say, well, then why didn't your family get it? I'm telling you, I went up to my room and didn't leave it for 2 days straight. Now, right. Sure, they could have been infected before I even showed symptoms. But the truth is, I was locked in a room for 48 hours. I just didn't leave. And I couldn't sleep.
I know.
That was my trip. I finally went to the doc because I was like, this cough won't let me. It won't let me.
I guess I'd kind of forgotten that you were saying it was the cough that was keeping you awake because that was the mm-hmm. thing. I would fall asleep, no problem. I'd fall right. Are you kidding me? I was freaking bone tired. But as soon as I would fall asleep, I'd just wake myself up coughing. And poor John was just like, oh, my God, no one's sleeping. When you're not sleeping, no one's sleeping.
I'm surprised that I was curious if there was any kind of, okay, mom, since you have it, either we're going to the guest house or you're going to the guest house because none of
well,
us
no,
are
nobody
special.
Wants to be around me and everything. But listen, I'll tell you something. This weekend, I barely got out of bed. I mean, I did get out of bed. I did, you know... Especially, oh my God, I think it was Saturday evening. I got up and went in the backyard and it was like the perfect temperature. I don't know what it was, 71 and just sunny and a light mm-hmm. breeze. And I just stood there. It was like, you know, later in the, like maybe 5 p.m., the sun's at an angle. And I swear to God, I stood there for 20 minutes just with my back to the sun and kind of leaning on a planter. And it felt so amazing. It felt so good. But believe me, nobody wants to eat with me. Nobody. Every time I walk into any room, wash your hands. I'm like, all right. But I feel like it's already been in the house. So I almost don't want to say I feel like I've already had it.
Well, go but get your test today.
No, I'm getting it. I can't wait happens, to have my
but
feelings
it sounds
tested.
To me like it's a total joke to even think that it's not.
Right.
Like, of course, that's what you had.
Right.
A, the symptoms are there, and B, that's what's going around the world.
All right.
Like
yes,
you know,
that is the thing.
To have them say nope, just a common cold, I'd be really
well,
surprised.
Well, it definitely
by that.
Doesn't feel like a common cold. I'll tell you that right now. It certainly doesn't feel like the flu, and it's because it's really only when I'm laying down that it's really bad. I just figured it was allergies because everyone. I mean. Remember we talked about this middle of last week, like mm-hmm. apparently everybody's under these allergy things. I mean, it could just be allergies, couldn't it?
No.
Okay. No. Well, anyway, yeah. I'm going to go get that freaking thing stuck up.
I don't know
my
if you get a temperature from allergies.
Oh, know. Yeah, I suppose that's true. Right.
And allergies can be coughing. They can. Mm-hmm. But yeah. that's not the normal response. Yeah, it's normally sneezing and. Right. You know, that's that the hay, they call it hay fever. That's usually mm-hmm. just sneezing. You know?
Yep, that is true. So anyway, I lived through it. It seems well, good. Like the
Let's
worst
hope
is
that
over.
That's all that you have to deal with then.
Let's hope so. And
that you have the antibodies and that you're I mean that's what everyone keeps saying too is the counter to the whole wash your hands is you're getting rid of all the natural flora that, you know, is how you stay strong. You know, mm-hmm. by cleaning yourself, you're exposing yourself. Possibly, I don't know. You know the.
Yeah, I've heard. All
everybody's right. a genius, right?
Right. Suddenly, right. Everyone went. What's the joke that was like? Everyone went from being a political commentator to being an epidemiologist right. overnight. Wow, all my friends. I thought they were all political science majors, but turns out they're all scientists.
So you laid down all weekend long.
Yeah.
You get up this morning. Do you have a fever?
No, I didn't test it, but yesterday, middle of the day, whenever I texted you guys, I was feeling better yesterday. And so yesterday when I texted you, I'm like, I did not have a fever. And I haven't checked since. Once I didn't have a fever, I was like, phew, that's it. And then I guzzled more NyQuil last night. And
jeez.
Just to, well, you know how it is.
By guzzle, you mean you took the appropriate dosage.
Yes, that's exactly small that's exactly what I mean. Right. Yes, right, exactly. Too small.
Because no one would take.
No one would guzzle that. So, right. No one would drink half a bottle just to knock themselves out. But I was afraid because I had slept so much since Thursday. I swear to God, I don't even really remember anything about Friday. You know how you're in that sickness haze and doped up, and so that was a wash. And although John was like, you got to call the doctor, I'm like, I'm not calling the doctor, I'm not doing anything, I'm laying here moaning like, get off me, Holmes. I'm not doing it. So I'm gonna get on the phone with the doctor today.
Okay, you haven't talked to it. So John didn't. John was like, all right, well then.
No, he called and they said, well, you know, plenty of rest and fluids, and you know, check in on Monday. And so, but I guess if I insist on a test, they'll give me one, won't they?
Yeah, I don't.
I think that they're available now.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think it's a hard thing for you to get.
Well,
your
I'll let you know. I'll find out today.
I mean, it's worth going. It's also partly pointless.
I know.
You know? So either way, though, it will be a trip, though, if, like, I had, let me see if I can find it. Half of people aren't displaying symptoms when they get it. Half, they're saying. So, you know, maybe your kids have it already.
Right.
But it's weird to think that it got into your house and that you're the only one.
It's, and the thing is with John's, because John had, you know, his week and a half of, and he went and got tested because he was worried about it. And his came back negative. But I was thinking too that yours came back negative, but they didn't actually test you for it. So
no, they tested me for the flu and it came back positive.
Right.
They didn't test me for the coronavirus.
That's
they
what I'm
just
saying.
Said, oh, this is what you got. And I went, okay.
Right.
But so I was curious if it's possible that somehow that coronavirus would test for the flu. I don't know. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
right.
Whatever.
Could you have had both, or does it, mm-hmm. is it even, and at this point, does it even matter? You've been,
it
you
doesn't.
Know, secluded, but it would be nice to know that you had had it and had
and
antibodies for
it.
Well, right. I mean, at least then you'd know, okay, well, I've already had it at least in this form.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you hear the story about this dancer guy from the Nick
Dude,
Cordero, and you just go, that's, why
awful.
Would I mean, we, what?
No, you're, go on. I'm agreeing with you. I actually
oh,
have
I thought
an
you
update
were,
on his situation.
You're shaking your
out.
Head. I thought, oh no, he died.
Oh no.
Did
no.
he die?
He's not dead, but he's
okay.
not great.
Oh, still, huh?
Yeah, it's like, his
I got another guy time. In the news. He was in the hospital for 64 days from the coronavirus. He got a $1.1 million bill. Of course, he has insurance, so some of that will be covered. But 64 days in the hospital is expensive.
Yeah, and oh my God. That's unbelievable. $1.1 million to stay in the hospital. But he lived.
He lived. He lived to get a bill for $1.1 million.
I guess it's worth it. You know, you live. I'll pay $1 million to live.
Well,
you know. Well, look.
Let's hope the insurance knocks that down.
Usually do. It is actually amazing when you look at what the hospital billed them and what they negotiated as a payment. I'm like, wow, that seems like pennies on the dollar. Way to go, insurance.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't seem like there was a problem here at all. Anyway. Yeah,
so the over here where I live in the South Bay, it was people were out, people were busy, there was traffic. It's, you know, people were excited to get back on and get back to living, and you could see that.
Well, this is week 14. This is the first, so 13 weeks is a quarter of a year, so we've spent a quarter of the year in our homes broadcasting. I like broadcasting from home, and I do feel like I'm seeing you guys. It's not quite what it is in the studio, but it's not bad. So here we go. We're embarking on week 14. Week 14, day one. Let's roll. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.